First, we welcome and encourage.
Nikki 今天为马牧师翻译，好不好？我们欢迎他。
谢谢马牧师。
这永远呢是我们的一个祷告跟祝福。我们希望呢，我们的第二代都能够起来，跟父母亲一同在教会服事。虽然我不是，我是他的 uncle， 不过呢，这也是一个，我们再给他一点鼓励，好不好？
谢谢大家，
谢谢大家。
Yeah, wonderful. OK.刚才呢，我们已经看了，就是孩子还有青少年，给我们一个很美好的一个表演，就说到耶稣基督的降生。
We just saw a beautiful performance by the children.
你知道，就是在我在台湾成长的日子，或者大家可能大部分都从国内来的，我们并没有对圣诞节没有太多的感觉。
Growing up in China and Taiwan, we did not really have much of a Christmas celebration.
但是我们来了美国之后，我们知道。圣诞节在美国是一个很重要的一个节日。
But after coming to America, we know that Christmas is indeed a very important holiday.
这跟美国整个建国的一个历史，还有在美国整个国家，这样一个基督信仰，在人民生活中的一个分量是连结在一起的。
Christianity is tied to the core of America.
那当然，现在我知道，就是说在台湾，甚至在国内，大家也开始来庆祝所谓的圣诞节。
But now we see that both in Taiwan and also in China, people have started to celebrate Christmas.
所以今天呢，我想跟大家稍微分享，就是说，或许有人会问你，对不对？你来了美国，为什么人家这个圣诞节这么重要？为什么大家这么庆祝呢？我想最重要一件事情就是关于耶稣这个人。
So today my message will be about, you know, why do we celebrate Christmas, and then who is Jesus?
对，因为耶稣他不是一个历史上的人物出现。少时，然后就从历史里面消失，并不是这样一个人。
He's not someone that just went by in history. That is just a flicker in the time.
在2000年前，耶稣出现之后，在整个人类历史里面，他就一直跟整个人类历史紧紧的连接在一起。
Ever since he came into this earth, he has been tied to our history and our lives.
从另一方面来说，今天我们来到美国这么一个富足的国家，也是跟耶稣这一个人有。很紧密的关系。
Coming to such a fortunate country such as America, it is because of Jesus.
Okay, 所以第一个，我们先来看一看，我们很简单的来看看到底耶稣是谁。第一个，让我们看到耶稣他是神的儿子。
First, we should realize that Jesus is God's son.
好，我们先来读一段圣经，好不好？我们读一下《路加福音》一章三十节到三十五节，我们一起读，好不好
？Let's read Luke chapter one.Verse 30 to 31 and 35.
天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，必称为神的儿子。”所以这段圣经呢，让我们看见，当玛利亚她是一个童女，她还不知道怀孕的事的时候，天使呢对她显现，并跟她说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”你在神面前已经蒙恩，因为你要怀孕生子，并且这个孩子呢非常的特别，他的名字叫做耶稣，名字叫耶稣，但是呢，他的生命，他的这个性情呢，就跟所有的人类的儿子都不一样，因为这位耶稣必定称为神的儿子。
Okay, so Mary was a virgin when she heard this news, and then the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
这个表面上来看好像是很平常的一段圣经，但是你如果仔细想的话，这一句话真的是太不寻常的一句话。
On surface level, this may seem very ordinary, but in reality, this is a very, very surprising moment.
你知道在人当中我们有一句话人往高处爬、
oh, people go places and go up
higher and higher 这是人的特性对不对我们从小人家就是你的父母亲你在学校甚至到了社会、给你一个观念教导就是人永远是往高处爬的有没有一个人被教导你往低处走都没有所以呢你在公司上班的时候你只要被 promote 你就当作是理所当然你被 demote你就是很 upset， 是不是
？So this is, you know, our human inborn nature in school and also in society. We are taught that we should only go up. Going down brings the shame.
所以所有在人类历史里面人所有的人都是要往高处爬的。
So in history, everyone has tried to aim higher.
但是这一位神的儿子刚好跟所有的人相反，他是一直往低降下来的。
But God's son is the opposite. Instead of climbing all the way up, he went from the highest point and then went to earth.
知道神，他另外还有一个名字，他叫做至高者。
God has another name, which is the Most High.
神的儿子，当然他就是至高者的儿子。今天他降生成为耶稣，他不晓得为我们降了多少，来到地上成为耶稣。
We cannot quantify how much he has descended to come to earth.
所以今天为什么就是今天我们信的耶稣对于我们来说是一件大的事情。
And therefore our belief is a very important thing.
因为没有一个人能够凭着认识，能够凭着自己来认识神，来认识神的儿子。
Because no one can trust himself by himself to know God and his son.
因为在人当中，在人类历史里面，我们都是往高处爬的。所以对于神的儿子从高处降到最卑微是没有办法认识的。
So we would not be able to recognize someone who came from heaven to earth.
只有神告诉我们他是谁，我们才能够开始有一点的认识。
Until God reveals himself, we will not be able to recognize
him. 你看我们每一个人都是从不信耶稣到信耶稣这样一个过程。
We all came from non-believers to believers.
当我不信耶稣的时候，我也跟一些不信耶稣人挑战。
When I was a non-Christian, I also had fights with other non-Christians.
我跟那些基督徒说，如果你的神能够做这个事情，我就相信你的神。
I said, if I can see your God doing something, then I will believe in your God.
后来我成为基督徒之后，我觉得我所有的问题都是不存在的。
And then after becoming a Christian, I realized that my question.
因为在人当中，我们就是一直是往上爬的，我们从来不知道什么叫做从上面降下来的。
Because as humans, we only see ourselves going up. We cannot think of a possibility of someone going down.
所以信耶稣对于我们来讲是一个我们生命中跟我们认识中一个突破。
So this is a breakthrough in our lives.
换句话说，如果今天我们能够来认识耶稣，对于我们生命来讲是一个太大的祝福。
This is a huge blessing to us if we can know Jesus.
也是因为人只能认识，一直往上爬，所以人类六千年的历史里面总是充满了不安、战争与各样的冲突。
In 6,000 years of human history, we've always seen war, strife, and unfulfillment.
你知道吗？我们人里面有三个大的渴望。第一个，我盼望自己的跟自己是平安的，是和谐的，我里面没有任何的争斗、斗争在。
Humans have three main desires. First is to find inner peace.
对 ，I have peace with myself， 就是跟我自己，我是平安的。第二个大的盼望就是我跟人之间是和谐的。
And our second desire is that we can be peaceful with our neighbors.
对，所以如果你是出生在一个比较大的家庭，你就知道一个大家庭有这么多的弟兄姊妹们跟父母亲，一个全家的和谐快乐，何等的难得啊！
And so if you grew up in a big family with a lot of brothers and sisters, you know that it is very joyful if it is harmonious.
等你长大的时候，你进入学校，在教室里面，等你到了社会，在你的职场里面，等你进入婚姻，跟你的配偶，那个人与人之间的和谐是你最盼望得到的。
So you see, from school to society and marriage, relationships with other people are very important.
第三个，当你有了孩子的时候，你跟你孩子之间的和谐更是你急切盼望得着的。
And third, once you have children, your greatest desire is that you can have a good relationship with them.
但是六千年来，我们知道在这三个关系的里面，人一直都是产生的冲突，并没有真正的和谐在。
And we know that in the 6,000 years of human history, we have never achieved our desires.
我觉得只有一个很简单的原因，因为我们从小就被教导人是要往高处爬的。
And I think this is because ever since we were little, we were taught to only go upward.
真正的和平来在于唯有你能够从高处不断地降下来，那个生命才是一个和谐的生命。
And to find a peaceful and harmonious life, one has to ascend or descend from high to low.
天使跟玛利亚讲，你要怀孕生子。给他起名叫耶稣，成为神的儿子。这对于人类整个六千年历史来讲，是一个大的突破。
And so the angel said, you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. This is a breakthrough in history.
除非天使亲自跟玛利亚讲, 今天除非圣灵借着所有认识的人跟我们讲, 没有一个人能够认识谁是谁。
So if the Holy Spirit was talking to everyone, then we wouldn't know who's who.
所以耶稣真的是一个最特别的, 因为他不仅仅从玛利亚取得一个生命 来到人当中, 他也是神的儿子。
So Jesus was not only delivered into Mary, but also he is God's son.
好, 跟你旁边人讲, 耶稣是人子, 也是神的儿子。
So say to the person sitting next to you, God is also man, or Jesus is also man, but also God.
感谢主, 所以耶稣是谁? 第一个, 耶稣是神的儿子。
So first, Jesus is God's son.
第二个, 耶稣是谁? 耶稣是人类的救主。
Second, Jesus is humanity's savior.
玛利亚在做童女的时候已经许配给了约瑟。
So Mary was first a virgin and then...
所以她还没有出嫁的时候呢, 她就从圣灵怀孕了。
So before she had consummation, she was already pregnant.
那约瑟知道这件事情。
And Joseph knew that.
所以呢, 约瑟呢, 就想要暗暗地把她给休掉。
And so he secretly wanted to divorce her.
我怎么可能娶一个还没有过门就已经怀孕的人做我的妻子呢? 所以他想要把她休掉。
How can I marry someone who's already pregnant? He asked.
这时候天使又向约瑟来显现。
At this time, an angel appeared to Joseph.
好，我们一起来读这段圣经，好不好？ 我们一起来读。主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。” 只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给她起名叫耶稣，因她要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。所以刚才我们所读的第一段圣经，当天使跟玛利亚说你要取名叫耶稣，耶稣是神的儿子，是说到耶稣他的生命跟他的地位是神的儿子。
So we know that God or Jesus' position is not only man, but also God.
那当天使跟约瑟显现的时候, 他也是说从玛利亚生的那个孩子要叫耶稣, 但是呢, 这一次天使是用另外一个层面来解释耶稣这个名字的意义。 就像我们每一个人, 我们的名字都是父母亲取的, 阿们, 对不对? 你父母亲给你取名字的时候, 名字本身有没有意义? 有没有意义? 有每一个名字都有意义在，所以耶稣的本身它也有这个意义。所以当天使跟约瑟显现，告诉约瑟说玛利亚生了孩子叫耶稣的时候，是把耶稣这一个字的意义说出来。
And so when the angel appeared to Joseph, he said, "Your son will be named Jesus." And when parents give their children names, their names are filled with meaning. So Jesus, this name also has meaning.
所以耶稣的名字的意义就是要将自己的百姓 从罪恶里救出来。
And the meaning of the name Jesus is Savior that will lift humanity from its sins.
你知道这句话又是何等的特别？
And we know this phrase is also very unique.
当我们还不认识耶稣的时候，
Before we even know Jesus,
耶稣已经承认我们是他的百姓。
Jesus has already recognized us as one of his kind.
当你我都还没有出生的时候，
Before we were even born,
耶稣早就把你认定我们是属乎他的。
Jesus had already declared, you belong to me.
所以今天对于我来说, 我认耶稣, 我相信耶稣, 不过是我回家的一个过程。
So for me, believing in Jesus is similar, analogous to going back home.
所以今天我信耶稣, 我认识耶稣, 就是我重新回到我生命意义的起点。
And so believing in Jesus, it's like returning to the source of life.
那当我们不认识耶稣、不信耶稣的时候，我们所在的那个光景叫做在罪恶之中。
And so when we don't recognize Jesus, we are in an environment of sin.
所以耶稣是我们整个人类的救主，因为他重新把我们带回生命该有的光景。
And Jesus is our Savior because he brings us back to salvation and glory.
带领我们从罪恶的捆绑跟罪恶的辖制跟黑暗的里面得到一个完全的释放。
Brings us, he delivers us from the chains of sin to the freedom that God gives.
我记得有一次我到国内去啊，我在传福音的时候，
I remember one time when I went back to China to preach the gospel.
结束之后呢, 有一位老太太就跑过来问我。
After the sermon, there is an old lady that came up to me.
她说, 牧师你讲的话呢, 太深奥了, 我不懂。
Pastor, what you're saying is too complicated for me to understand.
她说, 到底什么是罪啊?
What is sin?
哇, 这是大灾问啊。
This was a very big question.
到底什么是罪?
What is sin?
我想今天, 可能你如果不知道什么是罪的话, 在人当中我们比较能够沟通的就是好人跟坏人。
Okay, so if you don't know understand what sin is, at least between us among us humans, we know what good and bad is.
好，知道好人跟坏人的举个手， 你知不知道？
If you can differentiate good and bad, please raise your
举个手， 没关系， 你举一下， 对不对？ 对， 你都知道好人跟坏人嘛， 对不对？ 好， 先放下。 对， 请问大家， 好人有没有做坏事的时候？
Okay, if those who are good, have you done bad before?
有没有？ 有。 坏人有没有做好事的时候？
Have bad people done good things?
那你知道好人坏人怎么分？
So how do you differentiate good and bad?
怎么分?
How to differentiate?
Okay. 圣经里面告诉我们最简单。
The Bible tells us very simply.
我们每一个人呢, 在神的眼中, 在神的眼中, 不是在你的眼中, 在神的眼中呢, 我们都是罪人。 先不要怕, 先不要怕。
In God's eyes, each and every one of us is sinful.
我觉得圣经里面有一节圣经最简单 告诉我们什么叫做罪。
And then the Bible explains very clearly what is sin.
好, 我们一起读一下, 罗马书第三章, 23节。
Now let's turn to Romans 3:23.
好, 一起读一下。 世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
So all men have fallen short, sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
好, 再读一次, 好不好?
Let's read it again.
世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。 你知道我们今天啊, 无形当中呢, 我们都要, 我们都在追求一个更好的境界, 是不是?
Subconsciously, we are all wishing for a better environment.
在人的关系的里面呢, 我就这样举个例子好了。 你总是你的, 你总是希望你的丈夫更好一点, 或者是说你希望你的妻子更好一点, 有没有这种希望?
So let's just give an example. Who wishes that their spouse were better?
可不可以大声一点?
To make a louder response.
大声一点。
Louder response, please.
换句话说, 什么叫做你希望他更好一点? 就在他身上呢, 有一个缺乏, 有一个不够, 而你希望呢, 是有另外一个的表现。
And so you always wish for perfection, something better.
在这里圣经里面说到, 为什么这个在我们里面是一个根深蒂固，每一个人都有。
And the Bible tells us that each and everyone.
因为我们每一个人，当神造我们的时候，都是按着神的样式跟形象造我们。
And when we are created, we are created by the likes of God.
所以在我们生命里面最深处，如果今天我们看不见神的那个荣耀彰显出来，我们这一个人说真的就没有一个满足。
So if we do not seek God's glory, then we will be unfulfilled and unsatisfied.
我们是盼望看到有一个人的出现, 你会看到他就会觉得哇, 然后你会说, yes, 就是这样子。
We hope to see someone majestic that when we see them, we will be completely filled by their glory.
但是今天在我们生活的周围的里面, 我们并没有碰到这样一个人。
But today we have, or in our lives, we have not yet encountered someone like this.
包括你自己。
Including yourself.
你不会对你自己讲, 哇, 你不会吧?
I'm assuming you guys would not self-idolize.
就是说每一个人总是有一个缺乏, 那个叫做亏缺了神的荣耀。
And there is always imperfection in human beings. That's why we need God.
所以今天你有那样子的一个盼望, 跟里面那个渴慕, 是一个正常的现象, 为什么? 因为当神造人的时候, 神希望我们每一个人都能够有神的荣耀的彰显。
And so God made us so that we can be like Him.
但是今天为什么显不出来?
But how come it's not like this today?
就是因为在我们每一个人里面有罪玷污了我们。
Because in each and every one of us there is sin.
我举个例子。
如果我把它打开,
然后我里面滴了一滴的墨水, 你说这一瓶纯净的白水会不会变黑?
Assume I opened the cap and then I poured one drop of dirty dirty water into it, would it then be unclean?
会变黑, 对不对?
It would turn black.
是不是?
Is that true?
怎么样让这一瓶变黑的水 能够变成再纯净?
How can we make it pure again?
这就是人类6000年以来一直在追求的 一直在问的问题
And this is a quest that humans have been searching for 6,000 years.
直到今天, 许多人还在想, 怎么样让这一瓶变黑的水能够变成洁白, 像这样透明。Even
to this day, we ask ourselves, how can we make unclean water?
因为你我今天都盼望, 碰到我自己, 碰到别人, 哇, 就是洁白无尽的。
And we hope that in ourselves and also in other people, we can be clean water.
你知道我碰到好几个人, 哈, 来跟我讲,
I've met several people that have talked to me.
他说马牧师,
they said, Pastor Ma.
他说, 我觉得来到教会里面, 我稍微能够找到, 经历到那种纯净纯洁的感觉。
After coming to church, I can somewhat feel the sense, presence of cleanness and holiness.
然后我跟他讲,
and then I responded,
我知道你在讲什么。
I know what I'm talking about.
因为这就是圣经里面讲的。
This is what is said in the Bible.
我们每一个人都是那样子的盼望, 我自己, 我们周遭, 我们所处的这个世界, 就是这样子的纯净, 这样子的纯洁。
We all desire that we ourselves and also the environment around us can be pure and holy.
但是一个被玷污的水, 你怎么让它再纯净呢?
But for polluted water, how do we make it clean again?
6000年以来, 没有一个人, 有答案, 也没有一个人有解决的方案。
For 6,000 years, someone has found a method or an answer.
一直等到耶稣来。
Until Jesus came.
我们再读下面那一段经文，好不好？
Let's read the next Bible verse.
你就知道耶稣来怎么样让这一罐黑掉玷污的水怎么被洁净。So
we will find out how Jesus makes dirty water clean.
我们读路加福音第九章五十九六节。Look at Luke 9:56.
耶稣说：“人子来不是要灭人的性命。”
是要救人的性命。
So God came to this earth not to condemn but to save humanity.
你知道我们人怎么面对人的犯罪? 就是把它关起来。
And so we can deal with our sin by kind of closing it down.
在美国呢, 他们因为是一个注重人权的国家, 所以关犯人啊, 这个犯人呢, 还要得到某种呢, 有这个人权的待遇。
So in America, in our justice judicial system, we still give prisoners some rights.
所以事实上你知道吗? 在美国关犯人是有一大笔的预算跟经费是需要纳税人付的。
And so we have to pay a lot of money towards helping the criminals incarcerated.
对,所以到了一个时候呢, 特别是最近几年, 经济不景气, 所以呢, 监狱的预算不够, 他们怎么办?
And so in these days, the economy hasn't been doing well, so what happens to the prisoners?
本来要关你6个月的, 关你一天你就出去了。
So instead of locking prisoners up for 6 months, they just lock you up for 1 day and then release.
因为养不起你啊。
Because they don't have enough money.
所以今天我们的出路在哪里? 对于罪的出路, 6000年直到现在, 甚至在美国, 这么富强的国家, 还是没有出路。
And so the problem of sin has not been resolved.
耶稣说, 我来不是要灭人的性命, 我来是要救人的性命。
So I come not to condemn, but to save.
为什么今天大家对罪这么敏感? 为什么大家对罪好像这样子的, 不愿意来面对? 因为今天在这个社会的里面, 所有犯罪的, 你都要面对一个罪的惩罚。
And because why is sin so, you know, such a critical topic? It's because all of us are sinful and we're afraid of its punishment.
我不晓得大家有没有去过法庭哦, 或者你看电视。
So maybe you've seen the courtroom or
所有被起诉的人, 法官都要问他, 先, 在审判之前都要先问他一句话。
And so everyone is asked the question.
你知道什么吗?
What is the question?
知道问什么? Are you guilty?
Are you guilty?
对, 他一定要先问这句话。
They have to ask this question first.
那几乎所有被起诉的人, 他都会怎么答?
So all the suspects, they answer.
两个字。
Two words.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. 为什么? 因为如果他一讲到 guilty 的话, 那是有相当大的一个后果要付的。
Because if they admit that they are guilty, then there will be a big punishment waiting for them.
我有一次亲自出庭的经验。
One time I've had this experience.
那是因为我拿了一张 ticket.
I had a driving ticket.
而且那张 ticket 里面呢, 他特别告诉我呢, 你一定要出庭。
And then it said you have to go to court.
我就去出庭了。
So I went to court.
我本来觉得这没什么大不了的事情嘛。
I thought this was really no big deal.
出庭就出庭嘛，对不对？反正呢，我就是拿了 ticket。哦，弟兄姊妹，你真的不晓得，除非你真的到法庭，那个气氛完全不一样。
So the atmosphere in the courtroom is vividly different.
我所有拿 ticket 的坐在一排。
So everyone sits on one bench.
然后法官进来。
And the judge comes in.
然后那个人就说 ，All rise， 都站起来，大家都站起来。然后那个法官就这样进来，然后坐下来。
And the judge comes.
然后叫我们坐下。
He tells us to sit down.
你知道吗？那个时候真是有肃杀之气呀、啊，你知道吗
？There is a very weird
非常的严肃啊，非常的严肃。
It's very strict.
然后呢，就一个一个点名。
And then one by one he calls your name.
然后就一个一个叫起来，然后他就会问你 ，Guilty or not guilty？
Guilty or not guilty？
那一个，然后轮到我了。
And then it came to Pastor Moss.
知道吗？我本来要去的时候呢，我把预备好是讲 not guilty 的。
And then I was assuming, or I was planning to say not guilty.
我实在是有理由讲 not guilty.
I had reason to say not guilty.
但轮到我的时候啊
，But when it came to my turn,
还真的有一个肃杀之气。
There was a weird thought.
我讲我不要跟这个美国的法律有任何的纠葛。
I didn't want to have conflict with the American.
我把他叫起来了。
So they called me.
然后他就说 guilty or not guilty.
He asked me guilty or not guilty.
我就说 guilty.
And then I responded guilty.
你知道当我讲 guilty 的时候
，Once I said I was guilty.
哎，我里面平安的不得了。
I felt peace in my heart.
就说我是要付那一笔罚金。
I do have to pay the fines.
但是我里面呢，就是平安的不得了。
But inside I feel peace.
后来呢，我就想一下。
And then I thought,
为什么我有这个平安
？Why do I have this peace？
或者说，因为我知道我是信耶稣的。
Because I know I believe in Jesus。
我知道在耶稣那里，耶稣怎么看我，比人怎么看我更重要。
Because I know that how Jesus views me is more important than how others
view me。无论再发生什么事情，总是有我舒适的地方。
At least there is home. That's Jesus。
所以当我一讲 guilty 的时候
，So once I said I was guilty，
我里面有一个说不出的平安。
I found peace。
你知道耶稣基督来，他特别知道怎么样来对付我们的罪。
And Jesus knows how to deal with our sins.
今天所有不愿意认罪的人，最怕的是因为他里面有一个惧怕。
And so all the people who are sinful, they have fear.
耶稣基督来，你知道吗？他跟玛利亚讲话的时候，他第一句话，你知道他总是跟他讲什么
？When the angel came to Mary, what was the first thing?
天使跟玛利亚讲第一句话是什么
？The first thing he said.
大声一点，大声一点，不要怕。
Do not be afraid。
当天使跟约瑟显现的时候，第一句话是什么
？And then when the angel saw Joseph first，
是什么？不要怕。
Do not be afraid。
你知道当神要来对付我们罪的时候，他第一句话他跟我们讲的就是不要怕。
So when we meet face to face with God, the first thing He will say is, "Do not be afraid."
因为所有其他的人都不知道怎么样来面对你的罪，只有耶稣知道怎么样面对你的罪。因为他第一句话他跟你讲就是，不要怕。
No one but Jesus knows how to deal with sin.
所以当我成为基督徒之后，当我有很多惧怕的时候，我第一个，你知道吗？我没有办法在人的当中寻得到一个出路，我能够来到神的面前，因为我知道。耶稣他第一句话跟我讲，永远他讲不要怕。
And the first thing Jesus tells me is, "Do not be afraid."
我不晓得你现在有什么样的需要。
I'm not sure what needs you have right now.
我不晓得你现在有什么样的一个重担。
I'm not sure what burdens you carry.
但是让我告诉你一件事情。
But let me tell you one thing.
你只要愿意来到耶稣的面前，耶稣第一句话跟你讲的永远是不要怕。
You just need to go to Jesus, and He will say, "Do not be afraid."
因为耶稣来
Because he comes,
他第一个他要彰显的就是神的爱
The first thing he shows us is God's love
就好像在人类 六千年里面
In humankind's 6,000 years history
大家传讲最多写作最多的就是爱爱的故事
The topic most commonly written about is love
从来没有人能够来解释为什么在人当中爱是最大的
It's a mystery why love is such a big topic.
因为爱是从神来的。
But it is because love.
因为在神当中最大的也同样是爱。
Because from God, the biggest thing He gives to us is love.
你知道我从小我就喜欢看电影，从小看电影看到现在，电影整个经过一个很大的改变。
Ever since I was little, and even to this day, I love watching movies.
现在的电影都是高科技啊。
And today, the movies are all high definition.
但是你有没有注意到一件事？再怎么高科技，情节里面永远有 love story.
And no matter how high the technology or how clear the resolution, the storyline will also always include some aspect of love.
爱是在我们生命里面一个最大的一个渴慕。
Love is the great desire that we have.
当我们男女真的是在年轻的时候谈恋爱，然后进入婚姻，然后进入一个婚姻进入一个家庭的关系的时候，爱仍然是整个家庭、整个社会最重要的关系。
From dating to marriage to creating a family, love is at the foundation of all our actions.
所以人渴望在爱的里面得到一个完满，再得到一个完整。
And so we seek satisfaction in our love.
耶稣来显明神的爱。
And then God or Jesus.
我们读一下约翰福音三章十六节，好不好？
Let's look at John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。换句话说，在爱的里面，他永远有一个行动；在爱的里面，他永远有一个彰显的。
In love, there is always some action.
大家今天回去呢，可以问一下你的儿子，或是问一下你的女儿。
You can ask your children.
你可以问他，妈妈爱不爱你
？You can ask them, Do you think I love you？
啊，或者说，爸爸爱不爱你
？Do you think I love you？
然后他一定会说什么
？They of course would answer.
爱、
yes.
对不对？好，你不要停在这里，你继续问他。
But don't stop here. Keep
asking.
为什
么
？Why？
你会发现他的那个回答呢，很有意思。
You'll notice that their responses are very interesting.
好，大家今天回去都可以做这件事情。
Everyone, you should.
神爱我们，就是他有一个作为在。
When God loves us, He has.
就是将耶稣赐给我们。
To give us Jesus.
所以，耶稣赐给我们，不是指好像我今天啊，比如说我有一个礼物，我给你，好像十秒钟之内就完成了这件事情。
When we give a gift, it's not a matter of 10 seconds giving it and then it's done.
神将耶稣给我们，耶稣在地上生活了33年。
God has given us Jesus on this planet for 33 years.
刚才我们所看到的那一个表演的里面，耶稣真的是成为一个婴儿来到我们当中。
And Jesus came to the earth as an infant, as a baby.
我不是在讲玩笑话哈。
I'm not telling a joke.
我想玛利亚要为他要帮他换尿布的。
I think Mary had to change his diapers.
我在想，耶稣可能尿过床的。
I think Jesus may have peed on the bed.
然后耶稣也经过 party trained.
And he probably was party trained.
然后他也经过爬的，他也经过学走路的阶段，这些都是耶稣经过的。
And so he's filled with everything that we are us humans have dealt with.
你想到神的儿子也要经过这些的阶段。
And to think that God's son would have to go through.
那真的是不是你能够明白的一件事情。
It's a bit mind-blowing.
但神真的就把耶稣这样子赏赐了给了我们。
But God did give us Jesus in this.
他成长的阶段的里面，他也要经过一个身体的长大。
In Jesus' growth, he also grew physically.
他也要学圣经，他也要学各样的知识。
He needed to learn the Bible, needed to.
就跟我们每一个人一样，他要经过这样一个学习的阶段。
He had to go through school.
等到他30岁长大之后，他来服侍那个世代他的人。
Until he was 30, he was able to.Or once he was 30, he was able to serve.
然后他生命结束的时候，是他整个生命他最发扬光大的一个日子。
And so his death is at the zenith of his life.
他被钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified on the cross.
神是这样把他的儿子耶稣赏赐的给了我们。
Now this is how God gave us Jesus.
33年的时间。
33 years.
你说这个礼物，这一个给，价值是不是那么大
？It's a pretty big gift.
真的是一个完全的一个给，真的是一个太大的一个给。
A very fulfilling, a very large gift.
神竟然愿意把他的儿子耶稣摆在一堆罪人的当中，这真的是没有办法想象的给。
God was willing to give put his son in a sinful environment. This is an unbelievable gift.
你知道我两个孩子长大的过程。
For me and my two sons.
我相信呢，这个时代我们孩子长大的过程，做父母亲大概都有同样的一个看法。就是 our kids, they take all things for granted.
And as many parents believe, they think that all kids take things for granted.
我们做父母亲的极力在他们各样的物质上面来满足他们。
We satisfy them all ways.
那孩子的表现呢，永远是觉得该得的，这本来就是你应该给我的。
And so children are, tend to think, oh yeah, I should, you know, get this. This is natural.
所以有时候我们做父母亲，我们教导孩子的时候，我们也会有一段时间呢，我们很 upset。
And so, as parents, sometimes we purposely let our children be upset.
这不是一个好的表现哈，但是我也经过这样情形，所以我跟大家分享一下。
I've experienced this, so I share it with you.
我就跟孩子讲讲。
I tell my children.
你再 appreciate.
If you appreciate,
把你送到非洲去。
Oh, if you don't appreciate, then we'll send you to Africa.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's, you know, 你知道我们做父母亲的没有一个是完全渣吧？哈，那个是什么意思
？So as parents, we are never perfect. What is the meaning?
非洲好不好
？Is Africa good?
好不好？哦，你们都说好啊。
Oh, you think?
只有一个说不好啊。
Good?
那你们都把孩子送到非洲去好了，好不好？就好像不太好嘛，对不对？是不是？你都有那种感觉，你就觉得那个地方不好，然后今天我送你去呢，好像是惩罚你。
And so we think that when we send our children to bad places, we are actually punishing them.
你知道神怎么讲
？How does God say it?
你知道那地上啊都是罪人。
So on this earth, we are all sinful.
我送你去。
I will send Jesus there.
我不是惩罚你。
I'm not punishing you, Jesus.
因为在他完全没有罪。
Because Jesus had no sin.
而且他是神宝贝的儿子。
Jesus was God's beloved son.
他完全顺服他的父亲。
He obeyed his father.
所以神把他送到人当中的时候，不是说像我们把我们的儿子送到非洲去那种感觉。
So God sending Jesus to the earth is not analogous to us sending.
神把他的儿子耶稣送到人当中，是一个最困难的一个环境。
So sending God sending Jesus to the earth was a very difficult.
为什么？就下面这节圣经讲的。
And we'll see what this next Bible verse.
因为最后在他生命结束的时候，他是被钉在十字架上的。
And then, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他来，他彰显神的爱。他来，他要救我们这些罪人。可是他最后的结局是被钉在十字架上的。
He came to this earth and showed us God's love, but in the end, he was crucified.
我们读一下罗马书第五章第八节。
Let us read Romans 5-8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。一个在神面前没有惧怕的人，一个能够让神爱的人，一个能够接受耶稣基督救恩的人，是一个最蒙福的人。
One that has no fear, that is willing to accept God's love in Jesus' presence, is the most blessed person.
这也是耶稣基督极力要为我们赢得的救恩。
And so this is what Jesus wishes for us.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，神知道我们心中的惧怕。
God knows our pains and our fears.
这一个时代，物质上虽然这么丰富，人的惧怕是一直增加的。
In this society, even though you know our material wealth is growing, but our fears are also growing as well.
在我在台湾长大的过程的里面
，Growing up in Taiwan,
我们在台湾有一种讲法
，We had a saying.
有一些的职业叫做金饭碗。
There are some ways.
大家知道什么叫金饭碗的职业吗？就是这个，你只要一进入这个职场啊，你不会被 lay off 的，你是一辈子做到你退休为止的。你根本不要想有人会把你开除什么，你没工作都没有，这个叫做金饭碗。
So everyone, like this type of people, were very secure. They never were unemployed.
请问现在有没有这样的工作
？Are there jobs like these today?
大家的物质生活环境都好起来了，对不对？我们有各样的惧怕在。
But our fears have also increased.
我们有工作安全的惧怕。
We have job worries about job security.
我们有经济上的压力。
We have financial burdens.
我们更是有对未来的一个惧怕在。
We have fear of the future.
更何况今天在各样人际关系的冲突的里面，我们有许许多的惧怕在。
And in our relationships, we also carry fear.
耶稣来。
Jesus comes.
耶稣的爱可以挪去我们所有一切的惧怕。
The love of Jesus can remove all fear.
因为耶稣不仅仅是我们的救主。
Because God or Jesus is our Savior.
耶稣也是我们的主。
Jesus is our God.
有人问我说：“马牧师，你们当中做牧师的有没有什么几岁退休的
？”So some people have asked me, "Are there retirement ages for pastors?"
我说：“就着我所知道的。
According to what I know,
很多牧师都没有退休的,
a lot of pastors have not retired.
就是等到他呢, 被主接去那一天呢, 他就是退休了。
Until the day that he is called by God to go back home, he does not retire.
那他就说, 那你的工作很安全哦。
So then they say, your job is very secure.
我说第一个,我从来没有把它当做一个是工作。
I never viewed being a pastor as a job.
但是我知道耶稣是我的主。
But I know Jesus is my Savior and God.
他必定能够付我所有一切的需要。
He can satisfy all my desires.
Amen.
Amen.
因为耶稣真的是我们的主。
Because Jesus is really our God.
所以当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候,
So when Jesus rose from the dead,
在使徒行传第二章的时候, 有这么一句话, 非常的重要。 我想对于我们今天我们虽然不是以色列人但是对于我们今天我们信耶稣人来说是一个何等蒙福的信息
To us Christians, this is a very important message.
我们一起来读一下,好不好? 以色列全家当确实的知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了耶稣不仅仅是我们的救主
Jesus is not only our Savior, but God has designated him as God.
什么叫做主?
What is God?
主就是说他有所有的权柄,他最后做决定的就是耶稣。
God is omnipotent, and the one that makes the final decisions is Jesus.
不管你怎么说,不管他怎么决定,最后做决定的是耶稣。
The one making the last call is Jesus.
所以今天我里面有这样的确据跟平安,因为我知道神已经立耶稣为主,为基督了。
And so I can find peace in my heart because I know that Jesus is the one making the last call.
所以我的平安,我所有一切的需要,不在乎我看得见的,我摸得着的,或是我现在知道的。
So my desires are not based on what I see, what I can hear, what I can touch.
你知道,孩子在我们做父母亲的这样子一个保护底下成长。
So children growing up in a very well-protected home.
我想有一天,我想这样讲好了,如果有一天你的孩子来到你面前,
If your children came up to you one day,
说,爸爸,妈妈,
and said, father, mother,
哎呦,我们家真穷啊,
we're very poor,
我们怎么这个也没有,那个也没有啊,
how come we don't have this, how come we don't have that?
我想你做父母亲,你会什么感觉?
As parents, how would we feel?
我说,胡扯, 爸爸妈妈有钱得很
That's a foolish statement, we do have money
爸爸妈妈有权得很
We really have money
好像今天我们来到神的面前来到耶稣面前就是这种感觉
When we come to Jesus and God, it's a very similar feeling
我们觉得我们的主好像不够我们用 不够我们所有一切的需要
We feel that God cannot satisfy
好像我们很穷
Like we're very poor
但是神说耶稣已经是我们的主 耶稣是
Jesus is our God, He is the God of all people.
所以我们来读罗马书十章九节，好不好？
So when we read Romans,
如果你今天还没有信耶稣, 我盼望这一节圣经, 我当作 Christmas gift 送给你。
And so if you have not accepted Jesus Christ yet as your personal Savior, I could present this.
如果你今天来接受的神给你的这个礼物,
If you're willing to accept this gift,
你知道在你人生的里面, 你会开始经历一个前所未有的突破。
You will experience a breakthrough.
虽然会是一个开始,
Even though it's a start,
却是一个最重要的一个开始,
it's a very important, it's the most important start.
我们站起来, 好不好?
Let
我们一起来读这段圣经。
And let us read Romans 10:9.
罗马书第十章第九节, 我们读的时候大声地读, 好不好?
Let us read loudly.
你口里认耶稣为主, 心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救我们再读一次好不好你口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活都必得救你知道吗耶稣已经为你成就的救恩已经愿意来拯救你。Jesus
has already given the possibility of salvation.
但是必须你自己也愿意伸出手来。But
you must extend your hands forth and say, I accept.
就像今天,你看,我今天要给Daniel一个礼物。For
example, today I'm giving Daniel a gift.
我都已经有了。I
have this gift.
而且垂手可得。I
can give it
anytime I want. 然后我问说,Daniel。I
say, Daniel.
I give it to you. 你看到他没有? 你看到没有？
Did you see his reaction?
看到没有？再看一次啊，再看一次。
Let's watch again.
Daniel, I give it to you.
Daniel,
你看到没有？看到没有？大声一点嘛，看到没有？
Have you seen it?
再看一次好不好？再看一次。
All right, let's watch it one last time.
我没有事先跟他讲，我也没有教他。
I did not tell him beforehand.
Daniel.
Daniel.
I give this to you.
I give this to you.
你看，当我说他给的时候，他只有两种表现，一个是他头两次表现怎么样？
But the first two times,
他手怎么样？
That his hands were extended forth to take the gift.
是不是？这是今天神给你的。
And so this is just like God giving us Jesus.
耶稣是神的儿子，跟你旁边讲，耶稣是神的儿子。
Say to you, the person next to you, Jesus is God's son.
耶稣是我们的救主。
Jesus is our God and our Savior.
再跟你旁边讲，耶稣是我们的主。
Say to the person next to you, Jesus is our God.
啊，感谢神将耶稣赐给我们。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神将他从死里复活，就必得救。所以今天神给我们一个很简单的一个信息，永远都是 Christmas 一个最简单的信息。啊，你知道当我们庆祝耶稣降生的时候，神就是告诉我们，耶稣来到我们当中，成为一个从一个 baby Jesus 成长到最后，到为我们在十架，为了我们罪被钉，然后从死里复活。他今天就是要我们来保护他、认识他，并且跟随耶稣。跟你旁边人讲，我们让我们跟随耶稣。
So the very important message of Christmas is that we know that Jesus coming onto this earth for 33 years, living.Preaching the gospel, serving the community, and then dying for us. That is one very, very big gift.
Yeah.
This is my favorite Bible verse.
你知道这个世界有两样东西是最难得的。
And there are two things in the earth that are the most hard to get.
Number one.
Number one.
Peace.
Peace.
是不是？平安。平安何等难得。所以我们刚才唱诗歌的时候，有没有讲到平安夜？有没有
？And we sang the song Silent Night.
Yeah. 神将耶稣赐给我们，就是让我们有 peace.
And God and Jesus will give us peace.
你我都需要耶稣来的 peace.
We all need peace from Jesus.
第二个
，Second，
你我都需要耶稣带来的爱。
We need the love from Jesus.
耶稣来所讲的每一句话里面，他的最深的根源都是爱。
In everything Jesus says, the root of it all lies in love.
就像今天我们做父母亲的
，As parents today,
我们永远是在爱的里面来跟我们的儿女讲话的。
We always speak to our children with love.
啊，所以我们一起来读这段圣经，好不好
？Let us read together.
成为我们 Christmas 神给我们最好的礼物。
Let's give the last gift.
来，一起来读，大声读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。”中国人有一句话，人在江湖，身不由己啊。主耶稣知道你我现在的担子都很重。
And so in Chinese, there's a saying that, you know, we all have our struggles.
I've been through it. 我曾经经历过，我也知道。但耶稣基督来，今天他给我们一个轻省的担子。
And then I personally have experienced Jesus coming and removing the burdens from me.
你不用自己再担这一个，无论是别人给你的，或是你自己加上，你自己身上的。
You no longer have to carry this burden, whether it is self-imposed or given by other people. But you must come before Jesus.
好，我们一起闭上眼睛，好不好
？Let us close our eyes and pray.
我愿意在这个时候啊，来祝福今天所有在这里的每一个。
I want to bless everyone here today.
第一个，我要为美国这个国家，我感谢神。
First, let's thank God for America.
就是我自己来说，我是来到美国蒙恩得救的。
I've recognized in Jesus as my Savior in America.
谢谢美国这个国家。
Thank you for this country.
成为耶稣基督祝福的管道。
For being a vessel where Jesus can bless us.
让许多来到美国这个国家的人能够来认识耶稣，相信耶稣。
So many people come to America and get to know Jesus.
真的是挪去我生命中许多的重担。
This has removed many burdens for me.
带领我经历认识未曾知道的安息。
This has given me unending peace.
求主耶稣基督来祝福美国这个国家。
I pray that you bless America, this country.
祝福在这美国这个国家所有的每一个居住的人。
You bless every individual in America.
也来祝福我们所住的 Plano 这一块地区。
Also, I pray that you bless Plano.
Allen 这个地区。
Allen.
Frisco 这个地区。
Frisco.
Richardson 这个地区。
Richardson.
还有 Dallas, Fort Worth 这个地区。
And the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
还有 Texas 这个
state. And also Texas.
愿意主来祝福。
I pray that you bless everyone in Texas.
是。主，我也求你来祝福今天在场的每一个人。
I also pray that you bless everyone here today.
因为都是你所爱的。
Because you love each and every one of them.
真的是你所爱的。
You really love them.
谢谢你来不是定我们的罪。
Thank you for not condemning us.
你来是救我们。
But for coming to save us.
赦免我们的罪。
Save us from our sins,
赐给我们永远的生命。
And give us eternal life.
谢谢耶稣来赐给我们生命中的平安。
Thank you for giving us peace.
谢谢你成为我们的主。
Thank you for becoming our God.
叫我们一无缺乏。
For being perfect.
谢谢你除去我们许多的惧怕。
For removing our fears.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
我也要为今天真的。来到我们当中有这样一个机会能够认识耶稣的我要为他们来祷告
And I also pray for those who have yet to meet Jesus
愿意耶稣的话耶稣的生命都能够进到他们的里面
And I pray that Jesus' words and love will enter their hearts
圣灵来感动他们
And that the Holy Spirit can move them
能够吸引人来到耶稣的面前
That they can draw them closer to Jesus
使让他们心里相信神已经叫耶稣从死里复活
God please tell them that
Please
Please let them confess with their heart and acknowledge with their mouth.
我也要为新生命活水教会来祷告。
I also pray for our church.
也求主耶稣基督来祝福这个教会，我们的教会。
I pray that God can bless our church.
让我们能够成为我们社区中的祝福。
Let us bless our community.
能够让许多的有机会认识耶稣。
Let it be that a lot of people can know you, God.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
赐给我们一个健康的身体。
Thank you for giving us healthy bodies.
赐给我们全家相聚的时日。
For giving us happy family reunions.
我们把赞美感谢归给你。
We give you praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. 谢谢主，谢谢主。Thank you.